Welcome back. It is the 5x5 late night show, our last Christmas show of the season, thankfully. We are winding down to our last shows of the year. One probably next week. One next week. It'll be 2015. Can you guys believe that? This year has come to a close. There's been some high notes, there's been some low notes, and a whole bunch in between. But we made it another 365 days, and so I have to say that I'm totally blessed to have had a pretty decent year with a lot of firsts for me, but we'll talk about that on the New Year's show. So tune in on Tuesday at 10 p.m. for the 5x5 late night New Year's show. But Merry Christmas to you guys. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the 5x5. That was kind of cheesy, but it's all good. But I hope you guys had a great Christmas today. We had a gorgeous day here today. It's supposed to snow later. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know. But it was like mid 50s, sunny. And up until today, it was kind of miserably wet and nasty and cold and funky and all that stuff. And it turned around today. But I'm a little bitter. Because obviously, I was on the naughty list and I didn't know. I know I've had some issues this year. Some, I wouldn't say anger issues per se, but more maybe aggressive, maybe being overly aggressive. We'll say overly aggressive. And maybe that's what put me on the naughty list this year. I don't know. And the funny thing is, I tell people, I'm like, everybody gets mad at me for telling the truth. And I'm tired of people getting mad at me for telling the truth or being, you know, very blunt and very frank, you know. And then when I call people out on their bullshit, it's not because I'm trying to be right, even though it just happens to be that I am, or I'm trying to be difficult. It's just the thing is, I'm telling the truth. Why are you mad at me for telling the truth? So in 2015, maybe I'm going to silence myself a little bit, or filter. That's a better word. I want to filter myself a little bit and and maybe I will end up on the naughty list like I did this year, because obviously I was a problem and I didn't know it, because I didn't have the best of Christmases this year, which is kind of unfortunate. But you know, hey, there's always next year. But you know, but next year's not a problem. Not that I'm trying to jinx myself, because I want to be here. Trust and believe that. You know, but next year, a lot of things can happen in the course of 365 days, and you just, you know, you never prepare. Life can throw you I might be in a different, you know, state of mind, or a different financial position, or you know, not around my family. It's just those things that, you know, I think we take those things for granted. But that's why I think you need to, when you can, especially in these special moments, not that you shouldn't do it, give and be thankful. And y'all gonna call me on that later. And try to do your best when you have the opportunity, because sometimes you don't get a second opportunity. And I'll explain That a little bit later, as it pertains to my particularly bad Christmas. I'm not gonna say bad Christmas, N lackluster to say the least, Christmas. But we're going to play some music, some stuff you guys have heard. You know, I haven't had a lot of, that's one thing, I haven't had a lot of Christmas themed shows because I've been so busy. You know, work, my new position at work has kicked my butt. I'll say ass, it kicked my ass. And it hasn't been, it hasn't been the experience of the experience that I thought it was going to be. And obviously, although I knew I was going to be working harder, but I always wanted to be the work smarter, not harder type of dude, guy, employee, manager, whatever. And but you had to have a team in place that's on the same page as you. And we'll talk about that when we come back from break. My name is David. It is our last Christmas show of the season, and thankfully, thank God, you know. And well, like I said, we'll have a New Year's theme episode next week, but hopefully 10 p.m. Central Time next Tuesday. But right now, we're just gonna play a little song, and maybe this will get me in the spirit and give me some mojo going so I can talk about some people tonight. But when we get back, we'll start the show. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Lane Up Show. We'll be right back.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Receive her King.
Y'all know if y'all don't get in the Christmas spirit with that song, even though it's a religious song, Whitney, you had to give your props to Miss Whitney Houston. You guys, a little secret, a lot of people don't know. I used to really dislike Whitney Houston. She had that first album that was really good, but then she went uber pop. I want to dance with somebody and so emotional and all those songs, which really were good because Whitney, Whitney was one of the, she, when you think about females who can sing and the voices that kind of defined an era of music, you have to give it to Whitney Houston for the 80s. Whitney 90s with Mariah Carey. Who was 2000? Who's the voice of 2000? I think the 2010s would be Adele, possibly. She doesn't. She's not one of them belting voices. But anyhow, going back, I actually watched this twice in the last several days. The Preacher's Wife. I think it's still the number one gospel soundtrack ever. Due in fact to Whitney Houston because she sung the whole soundtrack. Except for her mother did one track on the album. But excuse me, I had something to drink. I had a little burp. And every song on that album, I can just listen to it over again. I love that soundtrack. I used to play it out because there's some more secular songs that stepped away from the gospel intent of the preacher's wife. Come on now, and Whitney and I feel so it's so sad that we were talking about it. Some friends and I were talking about it last night. How where would her life have went? Although she was a mega star, still singing good when she met Bobby Brown. What would have transpired? Would it still ended up the way that it did with her passing way too young? And prior to her passing, losing that magnificent voice. But The Preacher was such a good movie, very quirky, but so good. And she, not that Whitney Houston was an Oscar actress at by any means, but she did what she needed to do in that movie. And but the music and the singing and her voice was phenomenal. And I just love, that's one of my favorite songs from the Preacher's Wife soundtrack and from Whitney Houston. And I've been listening to that because it's the holidays. I've been listening to the song because there's a lot of holiday-ish songs on there. And I've been listening to that a little bit because it is, like I said, because it is the holidays. And oh, but you know what? Let me. I had to talk about. Anyhow, we'll get to that. I didn't think I was gonna make Christmas this year. You guys know I've told you guys 1,001 times that I was promoted at work and have a when you think you get a promotion and you move up a level, you don't think that is gonna be like you're moving up five levels. You don't think that it's that. I told you I work with the community that services. I work for a service. I work for a company that services the d developmentally disabled community, I guess you should put it that way. And we work in home, like in home healthcare type of deal. And so I worked at a site, a singular site, and now I have six sites of my own that I am in charge of. And so I don't actually ever have to go clock in anymore, which that's a good thing. And but sometimes I want, well, here recently, I have wanted to clock in and said, I've put in my 8 hours. I'm done for the day. It's not like that. I wish it were, but it just isn't like that. And I kind of knew what this particular position entailed, and it was kind of making me nervous. I'm like, oh God, I want to miss Christmas. I'm going to miss Christmas, because like hospitals and things of that nature, we don't close. We don't close. We go, 24/7, 365 days of the year. No matter what holiday it is, we're still open and for business and doing our jobs. Because if we don't, you know, there are people not being taken care of. And so, in the course of, I say, and I get confused because today is Thursday, which is Christmas. This was Christmas Eve. I will say I got off work yesterday at 3. No, I got off work actually at noon, but I went into work at 10 the day before. I didn't get any sleep. My staff, my employees, had some issues coming to work. So when they don't go to work, I have to show up. You know, I have to go when there's no one else because since they are hourly associates, they can't work over a specific amount of time. And so that's a little too much information, but that's the truth. And so I went to work at that morning after I had been up since 7 after I had ran my mom to several appointments and got her where she needed to go. And then I ran to the office, did some work there, and then I had to go to a site and take care of some business there. And then it took me longer than I anticipated. And just when I'm ready to leave, and I'm like, ooh, I'm ready to have tonight off. I'm gonna go shopping. I'm gonna get some shopping finished. I'm gonna get my shopping finished. That was the plan on the 23rd. I get a call. I can't come to work. I'm sick. I'm like, are you kidding me? And they're like, no, I really, I'm going, I'm sick. I, blah, blah, blah. Although I tried my best to get this person to work, but I couldn't. So then after I leave one place, I had to go to another and work overnight till 7 o'clock in the morning. And so, in the course of me leaving at 7, I get another call. Such and such didn't show up. So I call my employer, didn't answer my phone calls. And I'm like, well, I know I have to get you out of there. You're over your allotted time. I have to get you out of there. So here I am going to work some more at another site till it was actually after 12. It was more like 1 o'clock. It was 1 o'clock that I actually got out. And mind you, no sleep. No sleep, and I still had to finish. Had to, you know, because my procrastination with buying the gifts. So I thought this would have been enough, you know, to get me off the naughty list. And so I'm like, I had to. I knew Walmart would be open 24 hours, but you know, the funny thing is, although I did find some things on Black Friday or Thanksgiving, I guess Thanksgiving evening, from Walmart. Even though I've, you know, that day, but on yesterday, you know, I had a list that I know I had to complete. Now, so I'm, you know, at Walmart. I knew they opened at 7 o'clock, and they were open. So I ran through there, and I'm like, okay, do I need to go over to Best Buy? 'Cause there was something, but I just couldn't do it. I'm like, it was daunting. So I'm like, okay, I can roll through Target because on my way home, I passed all these places to get to my house. And I'm like, okay, I can roll through Target. So here's where I start losing my Christmas spirit. My mother, she calls, and of course, on Christmas Eve, don't ask me. No, I went to Barnes and Noble first. Don't call me and ask me, did you get me a CD for Christmas? I'm like, no, you didn't ask for one. Well, I'm asking for one now. I'm like, what do you want? And so, most of the time, if it's something that's very general, you'll be able to find it pretty easily. But she's like, oh, I want the Earth, Wind, and Fire Christmas CD. Girl, stop. Girl, bye, because it's Christmas Eve. You should have had this. You should have had this a long time ago. And and so she's like, oh, well, if you can't find it, I heard it the other day and I really liked it. Then why didn't you tell me the other day? You know, in the course of driving all over the city doing my job, I could have rolled in somewhere and picked it up. Anyhow, so I'm in Barnes and Noble. and I picked some things up there. Barnes & Noble, sometimes you can find some really cute stuff. And right now, well, this is late now, but before, if you had signed up for their the Barnes & Noble Reward program, whatever that is, you get 2 months of member service, which comes with express shipping and 10% off all the time. So that makes my Pop Figures $8.09 when I actually cheaper than that, like $7.99 when I buy Pop Figures. So anyhow, I didn't buy any Pop Figures, thankfully. But I did pick some things up for my niece and my nephew. Because I ordered some things from Barnes & Noble that I got really early because I had signed up. Anyhow, and so I go upstairs. I'm like, do you guys have the Earth, Wind, and Fire Christmas CD? And he's like, let me check. Let me check for you, sir. Well, thank you. Merry Christmas, you know. And so he's checking and he's like, oh, come look at the computer. He said we had one, which in this area, Earth, Wind, and Fire Christmas CD, hey, you buy for your demographic, or you stock your store according to your demographic. And lots of them, I don't see a lot of us's in there. Don't get mad, it just has to be the truth. And so I said, oh, okay. I said, well, it is Christmas Eve. I said, and I told him the story. I said, my mom, she wants to. He said, oh, well, good luck finding it. Really, really nice. So I pay for my stuff. I roll up, and this Barnes & Noble was really close to a Target. I said, well, let me run through Target because there was something I seen there the other day that was on my list. I mean, like, let me look again because sometimes they get stock right up until Christmas, right? And so I go to Target and it was kind of busy, but not too bad. So everything was very tolerable, I have to say. It was very tolerable. But I'm at this point, my feet are hurting. I'm tired. You know how when you get really, really tired and your ears get to buzz in and you feel a little dizzy? That's where I was, but I knew I had to press on. I had to get this done. And so and so I'm looking around, so I look where they have the Christmas CDs at, and I didn't see it. Which, because Target will sometimes carry these little things, right? And so I get my phone out and I look up and I look up the CD, and it says the closest Target that has the CD was in. It's for some reason it thought my phone was in Atlanta, which is really strange because I guess it's all Google and probably my Atlanta address is still in there or something. But it said it was in Atlanta and Edgewood or somewhere, and I'm like, well, yeah, but you have the option to change it, the zip code. But I couldn't get it to work for some reason, and so. Me, okay, let me ask the question. So this one guy who was trying to be the king of the electronics department, I mean, he was trying to be the king. No tea, no shade. I get in trouble when I make comments about fast food workers and stuff. Y'all remember that? And so this happens to be the truth. It's still Target. Remember the, I don't know if you guys have ever watched what's it called? Absolutely Fabulous. When Adina is she went to a shop and she's like it's just a shop. Lose the attitude, right? And that's my thing. I don't care. I worked in retail, no big deal. I worked in fast food too. I try to tell that, but nobody understood it. But anyhow, but so I'm like, lose the attitude. I was always very pleasant when I worked in retail, whether it was just the regular sales associate or when I was in retail management. I was always very pleasant. Now, there were sometimes I was purposely being a dick if I was being treated that way, but it was Christmas. I was tired. And I want, I hey, you get more flies with, we get more bees with honey, or more flies with shit, or whatever that is. Oh no, get more bees with honey. And so, and so I told the king of the electronics department, obviously, I said, hey, can you look up a CD for me? And so I was very, very nice. I waited patiently my turn. And so he looks at me and he says, well, what are you looking for? I said, because there's some people that some of these retail associates are very, very good. They know exactly where everything is, and they can off the top they can tell you, where things are. But sometimes you get that air of, I don't think you know what you're talking about. So I need you to actually look to make me feel better. It is Christmas Eve, and I'm asking you for a specific item. And so I said, I need the Earth, Wind, and Fire Christmas CD. And what clued me that he didn't know what the hell he was talking about? He says, oh, did you see it over there? I said, no, I looked, and I'm again, being very nice because I don't need to get be thrown out the store. I said, I looked. I said, I didn't see. I seen, the regulars like Mariah Carey was over there. There's a few others. I said, I didn't see it. I said, but I know Target carries this particular item because I seen it on the website. I said, but I can't get it to bring up this. I said, can you look in your system? No, we don't have it. We don't. We no, we wouldn't have that one. That's an oldie but a goodie. I said, no, it was released in October. So I'm like, you know what the hell you're talking about? I said, so that means you're not going to look? He walks away from me. I'm like, and not that I said it's shitty, but I'm like, that was your clue to like, well, let me just check to be sure. And so I'm like, ah, screw it. She's not going to get that CD. And actually, my mom had called me again, and she's like, "Did you find my CD, girl?" No, at this point, so I picked up some other things there at the store, and so I'm looking, for I'm looking for I forget what I was looking for, and I go back there. There's a rack full of Christmas CDs, like they hadn't put out yet, and I'm looking. I'm like, "Earth, Wind, and Fur, Christmas Holiday, wherever it said." And I'm like, oh my God, there it is. Boom. And there was like 20 of them. So then I get pissed, because if you had done your job and just simply tip, 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 tip on the keyboard and looked it up, and it would have said, we have one in stock, we have them in stock, and then proceeded to go get it or ask, hey, they said we have this holiday CD. Because I'm sure you're not on Christmas Eve, your holiday crap is not going to be in the back. That just doesn't make sense to me. And so I found this ass. And so and I was being a snot, but I wasn't being an asshole. I find him, and I have the CD in my hand, and I said, hey, you had the CD, but you didn't look. You know what this man said to me? Oh well. He told my black ass, oh well. And I just kind of, if I didn't need the things that I had in my bag, in my basket, I would have pushed my car and ran his ass over because that would have been appropriate because he was being a dick, Anyhow, that was my horrible Target shopping story. But I actually ended up finding some things there. And where else did I end up going to? Sometimes you can find the odd cute thing at Big Lots. Big Lots don't have shit anymore. I'm never mess with them anymore. Big Lots, and then I end up going to the Dollar Tree for some wrapping paper. Ended up at Sears, finished my shopping, and had a pleasant experience at Sears. Even though, does anybody really shop at Sears anymore? I don't think people shop at Sears anymore. Nobody's wanting to get the softest side of Sears, obviously. But like I said, wasn't really trafficky. I really didn't have any problems getting in and getting out of places. I grabbed me some lunch and I took my behind home. And I was so exhausted. And every part of my body was exhausted. But I knew I had to get up later and start preparing for today's cookie. Like we I normally go and make cookies with my mother, and thing is, she had already mixed it up, mixed it. I get 3 hours of sleep though. It kind of recharged me. She mixed it up wrong, and they turned out like little hockey pucks, chocolate chip cookies. They weren't good. I'm like, you ain't never tearing my teeth up with those cookies. I don't want those. But anyhow, we're going to take another little break. And when we come back, we'll talk about me going out for the first time in a long time and actually drinking. And we'll talk about, I have a couple of quizzes to do tonight. Then we're going to wrap up. And I'm going to keep you guys on Christmas. Y'all can be doing a lot more stuff than talking to me. You remember, you can always join us here live in the chat room. I think everybody's doing other stuff tonight. Or catch this show on iTunes, Stitcher, or on Spreaker.com itself. Or catch, past shows, archive shows on the 5x5.blogspot.com, or on Facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. Or you can send me a nice Happy New Year's tweet at the 5x5. And I'll read them on the air. I do have a number, but I forgot it right now. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap some things up.
I've waited and waited for someone I've never seen, but I'm so sentimental and I'm so hopeful you'll be here. So here I am. That we met, and oh yes, I believed you as you told me, as you said you'd be here every year, every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
another voice that was gone way too soon. And there's I don't think there's been another male vocalist, R&B vocalist, that is like Luther. I, you know, the little new little cats out there, they're not doing it. So Luther's missed, and that Christmas album that song's Every Year, Every Christmas, that it came off of was phenomenal. Again, you know, it's incomparable to any other R&B Christmas album. Although that Earth, Wind, and Fire Christmas CD, because I gave it to her, actually. I didn't wrap it up because, you know, that would be stupid to give it today on Christmas. I actually gave it to her yesterday, and we listened to it while we were baking. But I was doing something else. Oh, and I was wrapping presents last night. We were doing that as well. But I'll get to that in a minute, right? Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, our last Christmas episode of the year, of the season, and our second to last episode of the year. We have one more, and then I'm taking a break. I just thought, I was like, I'm going to take a break. I might take a break for a couple weeks and get my mind right and start the new year. Because I have a lot of, like, for my new job, there's a lot of end of year stuff that I have to do. So I'm going to be very, very busy getting all that stuff done. And so I don't want to be distracted, because I want to be productive, and I get this stuff done as fast as possible. So I'm not working, you know, a whole bunch. I've got some other stuff work wise on the horizon that I have to take care of. It's going to be a busy beginning of the year for me, work wise. But like what I was saying, that was Luther Vandross, and before that was Whitney Houston with Joy to the World, both available on iTunes. So I don't get sued, but I purchased both of these songs. So I do own them, because I bought them, but I don't own the rights to them. But I'm not trying to make money off this. Unless somebody wants to sponsor me. And I want to say that my friend and always compliment, a very, what's it called? Complimentary. Yeah, complimentary. He says he can't type anything in the, well, my friend Matthew Raven Rendell is listening to us tonight. Hey, Raven Rendell, how you doing? He says he can't get into the chat room. Normally, if I make sure I didn't turn the chat off, because sometimes the chat will be off. No, it's open. You should be able. If, like, I'm at the bottom, and it says live chat, and he says he can't type. Well, try to refresh the page. Try to refresh the page. Maybe that will help with the chat issue. Sometimes Spreaker's chat system is not as good as you think it, as sophisticated as they have some of the things with this service. The chat thing is probably the most not great thing about the whole Spreaker thing, but it's still good. I hope you can get into the chat room. Just, you can try to refresh your page. Maybe that'll help. So today, you know, after I get all my Christmas presents wrapped, last night, I have friends in town. A good friend of mine, my best friend, from Atlanta, is in town. And then another, in another life, he was my best friend. We're still very close. So I miss his friendship. We were really close. He was in town, is in town. And so we all decided to go out to the local spot. And the one thing about small cities and the gay community, they're not always synced, you know, to one another. Like the people are not always synced, and you still have that, because, and the thing is, in the Midwest, the Bible Belt, so you still have that feeling of, does somebody see me going in, or, you know, It just has that, it still have that taboo to it. And it's not that it's like in a very open place, like right in the middle of the main strip in town. But you know, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, I've aged out. We were talking about this last night. I was like, I think I've aged out of the bar scene. You know, although it's fun to go out and hang out sometime, I've aged out of the bar scene. And so we all met up, and it was really good to see everybody with those two. We just kind of we all just kind of threw shade at some of the stuff last night. It was funny because my friend and I, if you guys haven't watched it, Lexi TV on YouTube, there's a video called What Black People Say at Weddings. And it's about Liz, a black girl. Well, of course, it's a black girl. Her name is Lexi. So you need to look that up on YouTube. It's the most hilarious thing. And I'm going to have some little sound bites from that because it's the most hilarious thing I've ever seen, heard, or watched. And she's so funny, and there is so much shade that she throws. I mean, if you're gonna throw some shade, you know, it needs to be epic. She threw RuPaul type of shade, and she was referring to one of her little sayings on this YouTube video. She's like, she says the bride. She says she went to work today and just thought she'd get married. I mean, that's mean, but it's shady, right? And she's like, I got two words. She always says, I got two words to say about that dress. Dress boring. And I'm done. I'm not gonna say no more. Then she says five more things about the dress. Like she said, the bride like she was going to junior prom, and the bride like she was a flower girl. I mean, it's the funniest thing ever. So, my friend and I were quoting this video all night, and we're cracking up because we think we're funny, and we're cracking up. Oh, and there's a really cute picture of us. If you want to see me and my boys, well, two of them. I'm on the end. Well, they're my boys. The one bending down, I really don't know that much. He actually got a little fresh with me. You know, he got a little fresh with me. I'm like, why are you touching me? And he was a drunken mess. Maybe that's why I should have took my opportunity, right? Should have took my chances. No. And he gets all, and I hate to smell beer breath. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I'd rather, and it's even worse when beer breath is on top of funky breath. You know, and so and so he's all up my face trying to talk, and so I don't like my personal space invaded. I have like a 12-inch bubble around me, and once you come into that 12-inch bubble, I get antsy, and I get, you know, I want, okay, I need you to back up. You know, your pheromones are bombarding my senses. And so all up on me because I said something. He's like, oh, you're so funny. He comes, and then you know there's sometimes when you go to somebody even if you don't know them, like I've invited that person to my personal space, and it's mutually wanted. You know, you'll touch somebody on the shoulder if you're trying to make a point. You know how you talk with your hands and with your body language and stuff like that. And so I will do that, you know, from time to time. But this guy wasn't invited, and so I says, so he gets to caressing my butt. So there's a difference between a friend touch and a pat on the back or a high five or a fist bump or whatever. You know, he does the start the shoulder and goes all the way down the length of my back, you know, a light brush on the butt, and like, and then don't touch my stomach. You know, that's not cute to me, even though I looked really cute last night. don't touch my stomach. I don't think that's cute. I don't think it's hot. Keep your hands off of me. Unless I'm touching you, right? It's a compliment. It's a compliment. Think about it. And that's from that video. And so he's doing that, and his beer breath was getting on my nerves. And so my best friend and I, even though we talked about, we had a space in our relationship, but my best friend, he's still the only person on this earth that knows me as well as, better than my family, actually. He knows me that well. And so we can talk with our eyes. You know how you have your best girlfriend, your best homeboy, whatever. You look at each other. So I'm looking at him and he's telling me, please don't hit him. And I knew what he was saying, or he was also saying, you need to get away from him. That's a mess. That's what he was doing. And I was like, Lord, will you please get this person away from me? Because I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be. But if you go to one funny guy on Instagram, the number one, FUNNYGUY, you can see that the most recent picture is I'm on, if you look at the picture, I'm on the left side. My best friend's in the middle. And my other friend, good friend, is on the other opposite end. There's another friend and a shorter guy in the middle, and then somebody bending down. The guy bending down was the one that was all pressed up on me. Back the hell up. Back, like Madea says, back the hell up. I don't give a damn. Get out of my face. Should say some blushes. I should have done. But it was Christmas. I should be nice. I had a couple cocktails. And just the funny thing is, because the boy tried to kill me with the drink. Because I don't drink much anymore. And I've go to far as far to say as I don't drink anymore because I don't. And I think if you go to the bar once every 6 months and have a drink, that doesn't mean you drink. That means you like to have a cocktail while you're being sociable. There's a difference. Think about it. Think about it. And so, but he tried to kill me because I always bourbon and coke, all I ever drank. And I hear me with my lightweight ass. I'm like, ooh, child, I'm drunk. So then I see the jukebox, and so of course I had to go in there and feed it some dollars to play get my Beyonce fix on. And there was people that there was gay boys that actually didn't like Beyonce. I'm like, yeah, I hate you. Excuse me. And so we did that and we kind of hung out and had a good time. I actually, and I think is, and when I do go out, excuse me, I've got a little tickle, in my. Ooh, y'all, I don't know where that came from. One second. Drinking my cherry limeade, sparkling ice. It's so good. I love it. Let's see, where was that? So I don't drink a lot. And so, but I was a little tipsy after the first drink and playing the little songs in the jukebox, people hating on Beyonce and stuff. And then we're talking, of course, and then you see some people you haven't seen, which was good. I've seen a couple of friends I haven't seen. And then I think I ended up having three cocktails. Yeah, no, I only had two. No, I had two and a half because the last one that I got, I sit down because it was doing way too much. Because my one friend brought the first round, I brought the second round. Yeah, so. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. Just give me a Coke. I said, don't put no ice in it or nothing. And I was a little buzzed when I left. And I don't like doing that because, they would throw your black ass under the jail, for all that nonsense. But it was a good time. And I think we're all meeting up to, if I can, because my office is closed tomorrow, but I still have some work to do. So I hope I can get run out and do some work tomorrow and be productive. I want to be productive every day because I don't want to work this weekend. And just get some stuff done. But I think we're all going to meet up for lunch tomorrow. I don't know where, but we'll meet up for lunch and then we'll go from there. So that was my Christmas Eve night. So that wrapped up good. Wait till y'all hear what happens today. It is a 5x5 late night show. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Christmas was made for the cheering. Destiny's cheering. G Christmas. Destiny's child. Day of
Christmas, my baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub, then he massaged my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the coin that he wrote for me. Feel so in love, 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 love. If he only knew what he does to me. My man, my baby.
Oh, it makes me feel so lovely, so sexy.
I'm so in love, 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 love. How I love him for his generosity. My man, my man. My baby gave to me a candlelit dinner just for me and my honey. On the third day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a gift certificate to get my favorite CDs. On the second day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the keys to a CLK Mercedes. On the first day of Christmas, my baby gave to me quality T.I.M.E.
Feeling
at a
good, feel so good, he makes me feel so in love, 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 love.
If he only knew what he does to me, my man, my baby.
Y'all wasn't going to get away without hearing a Beyonce Christmas song. I know I played it before, but y'all just had to deal with it. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Later Show. My name is David, and I'm glad to be with you guys on Christmas, which is really, really strange. I wasn't able to make it this past Tuesday, but I'm here on Christmas because obviously I don't have a life, and I went home better today. That's the 8 days of Christmas from my girls, Destiny's Child, Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle, available on iTunes. And if you're by Matthew Knowles' office, he is selling Destiny's Child memorabilia. You can get that. Think about it. That's the shade that he's doing because he's no longer Beyonce's manager. You guys knew that. Or maybe you didn't. But you know, the good thing about this time of year, we'll start getting, which I think I'm surprised they'll start it this week. Maybe next week, I guess. The end of the year shows, the best of shows, best of the year. And there's a lot that's happened, but we'll talk about that next week, right? Maybe. You know what? I think I'm missing a gift. You buy all these gifts, and as tired as I was yesterday, I had did some shopping at Walmart. And I had some deodorant in it, and I hate when I have to repurchase stuff. So it's probably just lost, or I threw it away. And I think there was another gift in there for someone, and I think it went in the trash with it. And I don't dumpster dive, so it's just gone. But then I had to rebuy deodorant today, which I had bought it at Walgreens because Walgreens was the only thing that was open today. And that joint was packed. And I was even nice to the guy that was the one. I will say this today. Even though it was a gorgeous day, it was a nice day for Christmas. The people, the strangers that I saw, like in the course of getting in my car, going down to Walgreens, everybody was very nice. I mean, it was like, because Christmas sometimes just brings the best out in everyone, which I think that's why I like Christmas so much. Because it just brings out, unless you're a retail worker, because I've lived that life. Sometimes Christmas brings out the worst in people, but if you're just regular, these young men is, and sometimes I have a problem with our youth, because I think they're being lost and being influenced by so many things. It's hard to stay on the straight and narrow. And these three young men were walking down the street. When I say young men, they were boys, young boys, and all of them said, "Merry Christmas, sir." And I'm like, "What? What?" I said, "Well, thank you, young." And I said, "Young, thank you, young man. Merry Christmas to y'all." Me and my country ass. Merry Christmas to y'all. and so, I thought that was nice. And then a lady walking down the street, just people who would normally not speak to you. And I was my back was even turned to you. She's like, "Merry Christmas." I said, "Hey, girl, Merry Christmas." Me, "Hey, girl, Merry Christmas to you." And so when I was at Walgreens earlier, and I found some last minute things, but stocking stuffer type deals. But I was in this line, and so this guy in this car is just kind of barreling through. He's an older guy, and he may have had a problem. He just get kind of bogarts the line. He's seen a gap in the line, and he was going for it. So the person that was behind him moved to the other line, that I end up directly behind him, and I'm making little comments because I think it's funny. I don't care. I wasn't in that much of a hurry. If I'm at Walgreens on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, really, what you doing down there? And so he turns around, and I said, "Well, you did that." He's like, "Oh, was I in line?" I'm like, "No." I said, "You made your line, but you did that. You get props, and I'm just being me." And he says, "Oh, well, will you go ahead and get in front of me, sir?" I'm like, "Not at all." I said, "You're totally fine. You go ahead." I said, "Merry Christmas." So I was being nice. Maybe I need to thank Christmas every day so I won't get on the naughty list, because like I've said almost an hour ago, I made the naughty list this year, obviously. And so sorry, I was reading a text message, but I wish there was a place to go get a cocktail tonight. I need a glass of wine. And so he's in the line, and smells. I'm like, "Ooh, child, you need this deodorant more than I do." And he turns around and he's like, "Are you having a good Christmas?" I'm like, "Well, it really hasn't started yet for me yet." I said, "But I at this point in the day today, I'm like, it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be good." I said, "I have some little cooking to do," and I said, "But I'm going to a family member's house, so I don't have I don't have an option to stay at home." He said, "Well, I'm staying at home. I'm not doing nothing. I'm gonna sit on my couch and watch TV and enjoy the holiday by myself." And then kind of a pang of, "Oh, I feel sorry for you." Nobody should spend the holidays alone. That's the worst, But some people are perfectly fine, and the way that my Christmas the how we how my Christmas was, I could have kept my ass here, what I'm saying? And so excuse me. And so we're chit chatting through the line, and I get my stuff, and then I head back home, because like I told you guys in some previous episodes, I never I never see, I'm getting distracted. I never, no, my sister and I decided we weren't going to do, so see, I got to text and get distracted. We decided at Thanksgiving we weren't doing turkey and dressing and all that stuff. Like last year, it worked for Thanksgiving, and then we did Italian. So this year, we're like, well, let's do Italian again. Let's keep it simple. Not a lot, although it ended up being a lot. Because of course, because I made chicken Alfredo, which I make some of the best. And I took this recipe and I kind of integrated my chicken, my fried chicken, into my chicken Alfredo pasta, which I love bow tie pasta. And for some reason, those little bow ties, I think they hold more sauce for some reason. Don't I could be lying, but I think they do. And but you know what? This year, the Alfredo sauce I got, which was great value from Walmart, didn't taste as good as it was last year. So I should have went ahead and got the Ragu, but I was saving 50 cents, so whatever. And anyhow, so I had to make that. And if you guys go to Pinterest, I'm not a Pinterest person. There is a recipe on there called cheesy pull apart garlic bread, and you buy just some baker's loaves, loaves that's not cut, and you cut it in a trellis, and then you mix olive oil. I we don't I, the parsley. I don't use that. I do olive oil, butter, and garlic salt. They say use I think the garlic salt is probably worse, but they say use garlic cloves and then crush them, but I don't like that. So I just use the garlic. I use the ooh, the Paula Deen garlic salt that somebody had, but I didn't buy it. But and so you use that, but then you take this butter, garlic, this garlic salt, butter, olive oil mixture, and you pour it in the little pieces of the bread. You don't cut all the way through the bread. You have to look it up on Pinterest, because it makes like a little trellis, like a trellis fences, and the bottom is solid, but the top is all like in these pieces, like these little diamond pieces. And you pour all that little juice, not really juice, the butter mix in there, and then you take cheese, shredded cheese, and you stuff it into these little sections. So when you bake it, it pulls apart and there's cheese dripping from the thing. When I tell y'all, baby, that stuff is some of the best stuff. And my niece this year was waiting on it. She's like, did you make that bread again this year? I'm like, yeah, child, I got it, and so I made that, and my chicken Alfredo, like my chicken, like I told you, I stole it from Paula Deen, because you fry it in olive oil, which is, has such a better flavor. And then, like in my flour little mixture thing, I do any desserts this year. I didn't make any desserts this year. I do paprika, bay leaves, not Baileys. What else? Poultry seasoning, more garlic salt, and then salt and pepper. And then you get that real, real thick, and then you put it in. And then the key to this is what Paula Deen taught me. Now, I was mad at her last year, we won't even get into that, but it's in an archive episode. You can find it. Nikki and I was talking about it. You put you after your olive oil warms up, you like a maybe a fourth of butter. She loved the butter. You just put it in there until that butter melts and spark it and stuff, and then you fry your chicken in it, and it has the best flavor. It doesn't burn. You don't get those burn spots on it. It turns golden brown, and then I cut mines into slices, and then I serve it with my chicken, my Alfredo. It was so good. It was so good. My sister made lasagna, and she made calzones. What else do we have? We had some other things, salad, Italian salad. She made a lot of desserts, but I just wasn't interested, because that's when stuff start going downhill. Now, no shade, no tea. My mother was not feeling up to the task of Christmas today, which is understandable. She has her good days, she has her bad days. But it just kind of puts us, because I get worried if you're not feeling good, and I get very, very overprotective and very, very I guess worried is the right word, but I'm trying to think of another word to where I'm like, are you okay? You're okay. And so she got sick of me asking, was she okay? So she wasn't feeling that. And then, then I was like, it was just too much tension, and I didn't want it. And everybody was tired because we've been doing so much, and it just wasn't fun. Christmas was not fun. And I hate saying that, you know, because I love being around my family and I love doing stuff with my family. And we normally, you know, sometimes we have sometimes we have just a phenomenal time together, you know, because my niece, she travels with me. We go places and stuff. My nephew, I have him all the time. Well, I used to have him in the summer, I have him all the time. And we just do stuff. And, you know, and just today, it just wasn't fun. It just wasn't fun. And, you know, and I don't want to be the one to say, because I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't want to be ungrateful, and I don't want to. I don't want people to. This is going to come out wrong, and I'm trying to phrase it to where it doesn't. I do things, and I don't think you do things in order to have something done in return. You know, because I don't think you should keep score on kindness or somebody's kindness through giving. But I think sometimes you need to reciprocate the kindness. And I was kind of bitter, you know, today about some things. And then upon doing our Christmas ex gift exchange next year, I think I'm going to suggest to everybody, let's just, you know, my niece and my nephew have always been the focus of our Christmas gift giving, but my niece is not a baby anymore. You know, she's 20 something, you know. My nephew, on the other hand, he's spoiled rotten and gets just about anything he wants, which but I participated in that. And so and things I try to teach them, because I do believe you can't give your kids everything, you know, because I think it makes them jaded, you know, and then they always are expecting more, because when you give everything, you know, it's going to get a point to where you can't go bigger, you can't go better. And I think that's a problem with a lot of our kids today, you know, my nephew included. You know, this kid got a brand new computer, better than mine, because you know mine's just falling apart. A brand new LED flat screen. I bought him several Xbox games, which they're all $50. I think I got one for $14.99. I got him this really cool Darth Vader kind of masky thing that you build, like a builder type thing. And then everybody, you know, they got, you know, mom and his sister. I mean, you get all this crap, you know, that you don't need, you know. And I was good to my family this year for Christmas. I was very good, even though I bought it in the very, 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 very last moments. I wanted it to be special because Christmas is big for me, you know, and I like getting gifts just as much as the next person. But I'm a bad receiver though. Not that I don't like it, I'm a bad receiver. And it's to the point to where, oh God, that's just mean, you know. I don't want to be mean, and people think I'm mean, but I'm not. I keep trying to tell people I'm just honest, and believe it or not, that's true. And and so we're exchanging our gifts. And thinking, I will say this, you know, I was talking about my Secret Santa. The last episode was called Secret Santa Shenanigans. I thought they were just giving me food. Every gift that I got from my Secret Santa was better than the bullshit that I received today. I'm just gonna put it out there. Well, also, I got one good gift today. One good gift. One good gift. Guardians of the Galaxy. I finally got the Blu-ray. Finally. No, actually, it was the DVD. It was the DVD, it wasn't the Blu-ray. And I had asked for that. And I gave people instructions. And I've been given instructions for years. And the first and foremost thing, don't purchase clothes for me. Don't purchase clothes for me. I've told my family, you don't know what I like. You don't know what my size is. I like a particular thing. I like, you know, because I like things to hang a certain way, because you know I'm a man of a particular size. You know, although I looked extremely cute last night, I like that kind of stuff. And I'm like, don't buy clothes for me. How many times do I have to tell you not to buy clothes for me? Don't do it. I won't like it. And it's not that I'm not grateful, but I am. But when I've specifically told you not to buy clothes for me, don't do it. So I get two shirts, these two shirts. And so I know it's all over my face. And sometimes I can't mask. The majority of times I'm very good at masking, masking what's going on behind my eyes, you know, because sometimes my brain is like, you know, you are a dumbass, you know, but I can mask it. Think about it. It's it was all on my face. I couldn't mask because I was to the point where there was so much tension and so much drama, and there's so much uneasiness with the whole deal today, which wasn't fun. It was not fun. This was not a fun Christmas. I didn't like it. And the thing is, I said it. This was not fun today. You know, this is not us. We don't do this. We're funny. You know, at least I am. At least I think I am. At least I think y'all think I'm funny, right? Matthew Raven Randall thinks I'm funny. He's enjoying the show. He still can't chat in the chat room, but I'm glad you're hanging out anyway. I appreciate you. So it wasn't fun, but you give me these shirts, two shirts, which two shirts is nice. Everybody can use plus, you know. I thought you needed dress shirts for work. No. It's not that type of job. I need to be able to get around, you know, and ain't like I'm singing in the church choir. And yeah, two shirts that look exactly alike, but in different colors. I'm like, I be damned. So I just kind of scooted that box away and I'm like, ugh. And then, I knew when I seen the little DVD package, I knew that what that was. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then the next package was, what was that? It was something else I didn't like. That sounds mean, right? I think you can, I want to be gracious. You know, I think you have to be gracious. You know, thank you. And I didn't say I liked it. I said, I appreciate you getting the shirts for me. That don't mean I like it. I thank you for thinking of me enough. That doesn't mean I like it. You know, and I think people should think of you when you're thinking of them, that they should think of you. And because I was very specific, even though, like I said, I waited to the last minute because I've been crazy busy to do a good portion of my shopping. I'd order my mom and some friends and stuff online because I did take the extra step, you know, because I wanted people to. I'm not going there either. Be thankful. So this other thing I get was, a scarf. So y'all know how long I've been talking about. I wanted a long scarf. The scarf that was given, it was very nice. It was just too short, you know, and it looks stupid on me. Doesn't look right, you know. But I asked for a scarf. I got a scarf and it wasn't the right length. And I'm not being picky. It just happens to be the truth. And so, with that being said, remember a few weeks ago when I was talking about some of the worst gifts that I had received, like, and the worst one was the coat, the fake leather coat that smelled like oil that my dad that my dad had purchased for me. And I was like, you don't ever do this again. This is wrong. And so, yeah, listen to that. It's kind of funny. My mom kind of warned me before. She's like, well, I told him you weren't going to like it. And so that just adds to it set the tone for it. So My dad, I have to say, I love my dad a lot. He's always been for the, I'm lucky because I've always had my dad in my life, always. And so, again, I'm trying to push down or soften my face so the stink face don't come out. I'm not open this coat. It's cold. It's the Midwest. We get cold post of night. We get cold. Coats are a thing here. But I told you never to buy me a coat again. I told you this. I give you strict instructions. No clothes, no coats. You can buy me socks. You can buy me underwear. But these things you cannot purchase for me because there's a 98% chance I'm not going to like it. And so I opened this puffy, another puffy one.
It wasn't faux leather this year. It was,
and like, again, I don't want to seem ungrateful because I'm very grateful because they didn't have to do anything. I still would have been salty about it, but they didn't have to do anything. But there's the thing. I don't expect anyone to do anything for me that they don't want to do. I don't expect that. I don't require that because anything that I want, I'm gonna get it for myself. That's the only what I do. Anyhow, and so this jacket, thank God it didn't fit. Kevin, them big puffy jackets like you wore when you was like in second or third grade. That's what this was, and I'm like, oh. And Mama's like, yeah, I tried to tell him you ain't gonna wear nothing like it. I told him when he got it. I'm like, I said, so let this lesson be learned. You can't buy coats for me ever again. I like a pea coat or a nice little thick jacket. Even wear a hoodie, a thick hoodie. But this Stay Puft Marshmallow Man outfit that you try to put me in, that's not gonna work. Not for me, not for me. It's just the thing, but yeah, they thought of me, which was the good thing. And I got something else. I forget what it was. It wasn't what I wanted. Because the thing is, I gave people lists. So next year, I'm Matthew Raven Randall, what did you get for Christmas today? Or do you guys do Christmas? Some people don't do Christmas, they just don't, they don't fool with it. So next year I'm going to suggest all the adults, which would be all of us minus my nephew, we'll just do a gift exchange. We'll pick names like I know a lot of adults and families do, because it can get kind of pricey. I spend a lot of money when you're buying for friends and family, and you had to buy a funeral for everybody in the family. Then plus there's children, which my niece will always be a child to me. When they're I bought her a new cell phone today. Come on, yeah, and not that I want it to be balanced, but come on now, I'm an adult, but I'm the guy, that, anyhow, I guess it really doesn't matter because it didn't happen, and I ain't gonna say anything. No, now if they happen to listen to the show, then I don't have to, because I know my niece listens sometimes, and so does my sister. No tea, no shade, but I like this stuff. I didn't like this stuff. Raven Randall said, oh, there you go. He says he'll chat this way. He says this folks gave me $50. It's easy for me to use it to get what I need. And some, but you know what? I would have been easy. I would have been fine with that. I would have been fine with $25. As a gift, give me a little gift card to somewhere. And I said, give me iTunes gift card, Google Play gift cards, and I don't even need 50. I'm easy. Oh, my mom did buy me a thing. My mom bought me a cute hat. She did give me a cute hat. Like in the winter, I like those stocking caps that you pull down, but it has a little brim on the front, a little like a mini brim on it. I love those. I buy them for myself, but I love those hats. And The thing is, it's too small for my fat ass head. I'm like, damn it, I just can't. One of the other things that I actually liked, I kept it didn't fit well. So everything that I got, except for my Guardians of the Galaxy DVD, which after I get off here, I'm gonna watch again and go to bed. Everything was just kind of That made me ungrateful. Does that make me an ungrateful asshole? I don't want to be. I wouldn't. I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to be. But just yeah. If worse comes to worse, give me a gift card. I don't necessarily need money. I'm not that much of a. Hey, Nate at Night. What's up, Nate at Night? I didn't see you in there. And see, it didn't pop up. Nate at Night. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, buddy. I had to write that in the chat room. See, Nate's chat is chatting Randall, Raven Randall. I don't know why you can't get into the chat room. And we're gonna tell him thanks for listening, because I think he's new to the show. I haven't seen him on here before. Thanks, guy. So it was, like I said, it could have been better. That wasn't one of our better Christmases. See, then last year we had fun. I remember we had a lot of fun, and but like I said, I love my family. My mother with her health problems. She might not be here. The relatives, she might not be here next Christmas. So I did, and that's one thing. When I did, I bought some things for her and included a new MP3 player. And so tonight when I came over, I spent a good majority of time sitting with her at her computer, loading, putting songs on it, her songs, all the songs she wanted, on her MP3 player. And that kind of ended nice, because she did have a bad day health wise. It just kind of made things difficult and kind of uncomfortable, with the things that were going on. But yeah, it was a Christmas definitely for the record books, but I don't know which record. but I hope you guys had a great Christmas. You have a good Christmas night, and and I didn't get normally. I think all my friends have forgotten about me. Normally, I get a lot of text messages from friends, "Merry Christmas," and you get the kind of mass text. Everybody's kind of forgot about me, because I guess I'm kind of reclusive, with what I have on my plate to deal with, and so I don't get to go out and be social like I would want to be. And social, being social doesn't necessarily mean drinking and stuff. It's it just I just need to just be out and just meet new people, new fun people, or interesting people. But with the life that I live right now, sometimes it's impossible. I think my like I said, I'm gonna do lunch with my friends from out of town tomorrow, and do some work, and then hopefully, I might get to go out a second time this weekend. I guess tomorrow's Friday, right? So, who has the best holiday after Christmas deals? Who has the best deals? Because I need to buy something for myself. I need to buy a Christmas present because I didn't get any. That's shady, right? That's shady. That's shady. It's shady because it's true. because I don't know. I'm trying to. I'm trying not to be that boy. I'm really trying not to be that guy. Because, like I said, I'm grateful. But just because I'm grateful doesn't mean I had to like it. But anyhow, on to bigger and better things. This is probably why I got on the naughty list this year, because I had some incidents with people. And I was like, I thought it was really funny. I'm like, well, maybe I'm evil. Am I evil? People say I'm just, because I hear this a lot. Somebody told me I was spoiled. That's my problem. They're like, you're just really spoiled. I'm like, I don't think I'm spoiled. Not really. But if you want to follow along on this quiz, this will be the last thing we do for tonight, because I'm really stretching this thing out and I want to go to bed and turn this movie on. I don't think I'm eating anything else tonight. It says there's this, well, it's a Playbuzz quiz, and it's called "Are You Secretly Evil?" And the first question is, what do you see in this Rorschach test? And it's a like an ink, the ink block test. And I see in this is two people holding hands, two gnomes with hands pressed together. That's what I see. Which of these animals are your favorite is our second question. So you have the shark, the wolf, the owl, the dolphin, the bat, the snake, the tiger, the turtle. Dolphins are cute. We'll go with dolphins. Which is your favorite holiday? Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving, or birthday? Well, Christmas is my favorite holiday, although some of them are not as good as others. Christmas still is my favorite holiday. It says, are you a practical jokester? I find them funny, sure. Not at all. Think they're horrible. Absolutely, I love it. I'm gonna say I find them funny because I don't like people put, practical joke on me. I wouldn't like that. Who would win in an all-out knockdown brawl between these pop culture icons? So it's either Darth Vader versus Captain America. I kind of think Darth Vader would kick Captain America's ass. I kind of think that would go down that way. Next question: do you generally remember your pleasant dreams, or do you remember your nightmares? Probably say kind of both. Which of these movie genres do you enjoy the most? Drama, suspense, action and adventure, horror, scary, comedy and romance. Action. An adventure are probably the ones that I like the most. Let's see. Next question. Which of these famous characters are your favorite or is your favorite? Kermit the Frog, the Joker by Keith Ledger, Katniss Everdeen, Freddy Krueger, Mickey Mouse, Catwoman, Boba Fett, or Harry Potter? Being the fanboy that I am. And that's another thing. When I gave people lists for Christmas, I specifically put pop figures. The thing is, see, and the things I had on my list wasn't that expensive. Pop figures are cheap. $8.99. The comic book store right down the street. Grab one of those. If it was one that I have, because I do have a lot of them, I would just have taken it back and got one that I didn't have. And I put that was on my list. That's easy. You didn't think about it. You didn't think about it. Okay, and so Catwoman, since I like the Holly Berry Catwoman movie. I know a lot of people hated it, but you know what? Hey, I thought it was good because she did a little Eartha Kitt thing in there, and it sold it for me. Are you a day or a night person? Obviously, I'm a night person. Which of these images appeal to you most? And it's like a kind of a kaleidoscope, kind of a nature. There's one that's black and gold, so we'll go with black and gold. Oh, so now it's being calculated. Dun, 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 dun. it says, yes, you may have evil aspirations. The gray one, you inhabit that fantastical zone between good and bad. I believe that. An ever-changing individual whose alliances are formed where it shall benefit them most. Selfish, perhaps, but if life teaches us one thing, is that you have to look out for number one. And you most certainly do. We're not calling you evil by any means, but you have the capability to be whatever you need yourself to be, a fantastically useful yet dangerous individual. Watch out, world. I would say that's probably 15% right. No, 70% right. Thought maybe evil. So maybe Santa seen that and he decided to fuck up my Christmas gifts this year. I thank you guys for hanging out with us and well, hanging out with me. Look closer, it's me, Nate. Oh, hey. What are you doing? He said, look, you know, I'm old now having my glasses on, so I couldn't see. But thank you. But I don't think you've ever been to the, you never chatted live with us on the show, Nate. I don't think you ever have. I could be wrong. I could definitely be wrong. But I don't think I don't think you chatted live with me, but I thank you. Hope you did you have a good Christmas? Did you have a good Christmas? I hope you had a good Christmas. I want everybody to have good Christmases. That's my thing. Don't be on the naughty list. Like I was, like I obviously. Oh, did you guys get your loot crate this month? Raven Randall, did you get your loot crate? I was really highly anticipating this one. Somebody spoiled it for me on Facebook before I got mine. They did have a pop in there that I actually enjoyed, but it's very Batgirlish, not Batman Jokerish. Just very Batgirlish. It was kind of odd, and they had a few other things in there, and that billfold. I thought it would be better since they was kind of toiting it as the big box of the biggest box this year from Loot Crate. But you know. It's neither here nor there. I don't know what if I'm going to continue with Loot Crate through. I ended it. I started in July. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it in January. I don't know what they could do. I haven't heard. And since they bill a little bit different, I don't know if I'm going to go keep on going for it with it. But, you know, I might try to go with one of the other boxes. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. It's still a good price. You know, you guys can still use my Loot Crate link on the 5x5.lostspot.com. You can go over there and click Loot Crate, and you can start a new Loot Crate subscription and get some of the fun stuff that I've talked about here on the show. And I know we haven't had a Fanboy Weekly show. It will return in 2015. I got too many things going on, and I'm sitting here hoping I don't get a phone call tonight. Because I told you, like, I'm on call 24/7. You know, I did get a call early tonight, but I was able to handle that problem over the phone. I was like, ugh, please nobody call me. Nobody call me tonight. I don't want to hear it. You know, but hopefully that will be the case, and I'll get to sleep through the night. That's why I should be in bed, because I can tell you right, I'll get ready and get in bed and be ready to, you know, go to sleep, and then the phone will ring and I'll have to leave. So anyhow, thank you guys. Nate, thank you for coming by, chatting live with us tonight. I appreciate that. Matthew Raven Randall, thank you a lot. Oh, and Gary, I still haven't mailed your contest winnings. I'm gonna get that to you. I'm gonna send you some other stuff too, just because I've waited too long to send it. So look for that coming up this week. Hopefully I can get to the mailbox and get that sent out. I feel like a heel. But you won, so you know that contest we had back in, was it October, November, we did that. And yeah, procrastination sometimes. Getting Gary's nice, because, you know, if it's me, I've been on the phone like, where's my stuff at? You promised this. You know, I've been that dude, right? Well, you know, I think in February I'm going to Indianapolis Wizard World for my first con of the year. We were talking with the cast of Thought Bubbles about San Diego Comic Con. Don't know if that's going to happen this year, because it's still going to be pricey. And yeah, I got a job, and I got a new job and a raise. I still don't got deep pockets like that. but anyhow, we're going to let you guys go. Whitney's going to take us out. You guys have a wonderful end of your Christmas and Christmas weekend. And we're going to go ahead and sign off. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Merry Christmas to all the 5x5ers. And we'll see you next Tuesday at 10 p.m. for our end of the year New Year's show. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next time. Good night. Bye.